Hey there, folks. Welcome back. My name is Chris. This is Insomnia Radio Canada, show number 49. As always, you can leave me feedback, chris@insomniaradio.net. If you are a band or know a band or have a lead to a fantastic band, do drop me some feedback at that email, chris@insomniaradio.net. You can also follow me over on Twitter, IR_Canada, and I'm over on Facebook as well. So let's kick it off with some great music that a band actually sent me this week.
She'll make you feel fine, then she'll make you feel okay. Oh, Molly made my bed and made my day. Oh, she got me dancing. She got me in the mood for sweet romancing too. I think you better get out of my way. Roll me up and fill me with a out of view.
But I got sales for the way things go, man. This is nothing new. But I try to hold my head high. I try to look towards the head. But I gotta say, my friends, I feel more blue than clean or red.
Hope you guys enjoyed those first two tracks that we kicked off the show with. I knew as soon as I heard some of the stuff from this band, I really wanted to play them. Alex from the band took the initiative and sent these tracks to me, so thank you, Alex. The band is The Retrievers, and they are Jared, Alex, Nick, and Matt. They are from Guelph, Ontario, and I have links to their website, their Facebook, and their Twitter on my website in the show notes, but you can also track them down over on Reverb Nation. And the two tracks I played were Molly Made and Solve the Blues. So thank you guys for sending those in. Hopefully we'll get a chance to interview these guys at some point in time. And maybe we'll hear some more from them. They've been together since about 2009, it looks like. And yeah, definitely think you'll hear them again on the show. So up next, I have a track from someone I have played before. So you may recognize the voice. And we're definitely jumping genres again here. So enjoy.
Thank you.
some of you may have recognized that as Gene P. Kelly. He is from Hamilton, Ontario, and the track was Killing Time Revisited. It's his new single that's not quite due out yet. I think I'm getting the show in just a wee bit before the release. Gene decided to send that over to me as a thank you for playing his music previously on the show. So thank you, Gene. Hope you guys like that, and you'll go check out the new EP if you're a country fan. I'm betting it's probably a pretty good one. But you can wander over to his site, and he is now offering his Killing Time album for free. So go over, thank him for the free stuff, let him know you heard him over here on IR Canada. Up next, a couple of tracks I have played before, but there's a big reason I'm playing them again. So enjoy this little bit of nerd that's coming up.
What did the Daleks ever do to you? What makes us so much better than that meddling doctor? We're little more than garbage cans that barely reach your knees, with bodies made of tin foil and some flashing LEDs. We'd like to get to know you better. We think it'd be great. It really means I love you when we say
exterminate!
What is your big problem with the Dark Lords of the Sith? Those pesky rebel Jedi like to spread this hurtful myth. The Force choke and the Death Star were unfortunate mistakes, and the footage of the Ewok thing was obviously faked. We're really not so bad, you know. We're good guys through and through, and if you search your feelings,
you will know it to be true.
We Cylons are misunderstood, it's a fact you can't deny. We're just another human scheme gone terribly awry. You built a master race of robots for to be your slaves. Somehow you assumed we'd acquiesce and we'd behave, but we're willing to forgive you all for holding us in thrall. And you can take our word, so say one, so say us all. Collective, have you thought to question why? Just cause we assimilated some uptight bald British guy, our storylines made Voyager an unexpected hit. And do we even need to bring up Jerry Ryan's implants? We're the best addition to the franchise since the Wrath of Khan. Resistance isn't futile, it's just highly frowned upon. Well, the Daleks are cool, the Sith are alright, the Cylons are okay, and the Borg are pretty tight. If you take a second look, I think that you'll come to see we really are superior. So sing along with me. Bow down before the one you serve, you're gonna get what you deserve. Bow down before the one you serve, you're gonna get what you deserve.
Evil, we're a growth industry and we're always hiring, so come on down to one of our 666 convenient locations right next to your local conservative offices. Employment with Evil Corporation may result in respiratory irregularities, noticeable erosion of social graces, subversion of independent will, anal leakage with unsightly or oily discharge, moderate blindness, partial death, substantial moral decay, loss of libido, staggeringly increased libido, periods of increased monologuing, decrease in marksmanship, unnatural attachment to your mother, and or mustache.
Bow down before the one you serve, you're gonna get what you deserve, what you deserve.
But the smiles are free.
View screen on. Ensign, what do you see now? I'm afraid there are Cylons off the starboard bow. Guess it's time to activate the hyperdrive. If we run, we might survive. Red alert! There are toasters shooting at the droids. Vader's here, I know, cause I'm a Betazoid. I'll take six, you take R2 and C3PO. Time to jump! steal your heart. All your pretty boys, your ruby shoes, got a broom and your little dog too.
So if you caught last week's show, you'll probably recognize those two groups. The first track was Nerds with Guitars, and I've been playing them and Copyright Leader for the last couple weeks because they are both performing at the GTA Comic-Con, which is coming up in just a few short days. That's right, and I will be there. So it's April 12th, and it is at the Holiday Inn in Burlington, and that is down on 3063 South Service Road in Burlington. The event opens at 10 a.m., closes at 5 p.m., and both those groups are playing. And there are a couple celebs that are supposed to be there. I wouldn't say it's anybody seriously huge, but if you remember Zach Galligan from the original Gremlins movie, the one that takes home the cute little fluffy gremlin. Chris Harrelson from The Walking Dead, he is most notably known as one of the zombies. Fun. And Amber Dawn Fox, and she was one of the cops from this current season that just aired that was in the hospital. And also Pat Mastroianni, who most of us from my generation will remember as being on Degrassi Junior High. There's also going to be a couple of comic artists there, a whole bunch of featured cosplay guests, some booths. Sadly, there's not a lot of information on exactly which booths are going to be there, but it's going to be exciting to get in, walk around, see the shows, and check everything out. So if you're there and you happen to see me, come say hi, and I'll definitely be talking about the event on show, probably not till 51, the way my recording's been going, but definitely looking forward to seeing these guys live and getting to meet everybody other than Leslie from Copyright Leader, who I've already met. So definitely, if you're in the area and you've got nothing to do, come check it out. If you're a big nerd like some of us out there, come check it out. It's not that expensive to get in, and there is a link to the GTA Comic-Con website on my page. So definitely check that out if you think you might be interested. So let's see what else we've got coming up for music.
Hello everybody, this is my first album, My Perception. Don't know me, I don't know you, but I'm sure that we agree about a lot of things. We don't like war, we don't enjoy stress. We don't like pollution, we don't like injustice, empathy and a real sympathy to rule our life like a symphony. I'm 25 years old in 2006, and I do not agree with a lot of stuff. Maybe like you. Yeah, you. Maybe like you.
Hey, this is Kevin from Pyramids on Mars, and you are listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I'll get the pronunciation correct here. That was Elias Landelus, or Landelusi. He's from Montreal, Quebec, so it is a French name, and I am prone to getting those ones wrong, even though I do speak a little bit of French. The track came from Jamendo, though originally I believe I got those tracks or found out about this artist through the Bugcast. They did play a whole bunch of great Canadian stuff this week on their most recent show. So I will put a link to that over there because it's a great show and you should definitely go check it out. So I played the Hello intro, and then I played a song called Guitar, followed by the third track, which was Gone. So, Creative Commons stuff over on Jamendo, great spot to go find new music. They've got radio stations over there that you can just click on, say, rock or dubstep or whatever your thing is that you really like to listen to, and listen to a whole bunch of fantastic new music that's all been released under a great Creative Commons license. So we're just about halfway through the show, and we've hit the, hey, look, I have next to no tracks left. So I'm going to have to go digging and hunting again this week because people are not sending me music. Send me music, folks. If I can get through 30 seconds of it, chances are you're going to get played. So send me your best stuff. So let's see what I have next.
Woken by a breeze, seeping through the broken wind, stolen from a dream where I was no longer in the cold. Time will suffice.
So you feel left behind,
lacking peace of mind, person and the fight.
Keeping up those resolutions,
keeping up your resolutions.
And so your body's trembling,
voices deafening, eyes are menacing.
Keeping up those resolutions. We are raised to be addicts. We are raised to be convicts. Hollywood just wants to get us hooked. We are raised to idolize fame. Keeping up our
day. waste of wasted habits and drunken crimes. Sober mind effaced, watching all the memories erase.
You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, all the very best of Canadian independent music.
I don't know what's outside that door, but I'm terribly nervous. Best stay inside so I can hide. Feeling trapped and
those two tracks are from a band called Mr. Goshness. They are from Nanaimo, BC, Canada, way out on the West Coast. They are a five-piece group. You've got Mark, Calandra, Aiden, Miles, and Zach. And this track came to me through Asher Media Relations, so thank you, John, for sending that on to me. I have found them on Facebook and Twitter, and I have all the links in the show notes. So that first track there was called Resolution, and the second one there was The Nervous Kind. So they've got a great little album out. I have listened to all the tracks at least once, if not twice, and found it very challenging to pick out just one track to play, so you got two. And as we still have another 20 minutes to kill in the show, I'm definitely going to go hunt for some more music. So let's see what I can go find.
You can almost hear the change, softly say my name, but you're not here anymore. Stuck on this ride, so I put in my change, a ticket sold, play the game. New romance says you take your chances for love in the rain. Can't win if you don't play, replay. Oh, we play. I'm cut off. You can't bear to hear the question. I don't know why I ask. I just take it back. Oh, oh, change your mind. Turn around. I'll hold you every time. Relax. I don't have the answers. All I know is you give and you go. Give and you go, your firecracker waiting to explode. And all I know is you give and you go. Give and you go, your firecracker in my head waiting for me to let go, so you can explode. Say, whenever you need it, baby, I'm here all day. Just wanted to feel it or go away. And I hear rain now, stuck in this basement suite. And I feel chained down, feel like a shadow at your feet. Never finding right angles to be seen. Waiting for me to let go, so you can explode. Explode.
Ladies and gentlemen, please leave by the nearest exit. Please be sure to pick up your complimentary copy of Insomnia Radio Canada for you to enjoy and relax to. Don't panic.
Friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
So those two tracks there were from Carly Thomas. She is from the BC area and has lived all over the place. If you wander over to her website, carlythomas.com, and check the About section, she has apparently lived in so many locations, which is kind of reflected in her music. It's well-rounded. I listened to everything on her SoundCloud page, and it was difficult to just go with the two tracks that she sent me, because you can download the entire thing off of SoundCloud. But there are links in my show notes to her Facebook page, her Twitter, and her website. And over on the website, you can find her YouTube, her SoundCloud, I believe that is Spotify, and her Bandcamp page. So you should wander over there and check out all of her great, wonderful music. The two tracks that I decided to eventually was able to decide to play were Explode and Montreal Train. And I'm hoping you guys enjoyed those two tracks. So that's just about it for today. As I said earlier, this Sunday coming up, I will be off to the GTA Comic Con, enjoying three live great bands. And then the following weekend, I am off to London to go see Kill Matilda and Double Experience. And I have talked to Double Experience and interviewed them and played them before, but it'll be great to finally get a chance to hear them play live, because it's definitely different than hearing tracks that they've recorded in a studio. Totally different feel. So we're getting close to the end of the show here. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed everything we have played this week. As always, I'm happy to have bands send me in tracks. I had to tell you this at the beginning of the show, but just in case you don't want to rewind or go hunt it, you can go to the website at canada.insomniaradio.net. There are always links there for show notes. Each and every show that we've recorded, this is 49, so everything right back to show one is there. You can stream it off the site. If you're over on iTunes, you can grab the last bunch of shows there easily. And of course, you know, there is always the RSS feed. And as of a few weeks ago, which will probably seem like even longer if you're listening through this format, Radio Galari in Australia, out of Broome, is playing this show as well. So thank you guys over there. I believe you can still catch us on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. their time. So thank you guys for considering our show for your radio station there. So yeah, wrapping up the end of show 49. It's been almost 3 years now that I've been recording this show. Recordings have gotten a little sporadic, but we're trying to get back onto a regular schedule, so submissions will definitely help with that. So over on the website, yeah, send them to me, chris@insomniaradio.net. If you know of a great band and you only know their Twitter page, you can always send me a link on Twitter, IR_Canada. I do try to follow everybody on Twitter, if they've got a Twitter account, keep up with what's going on, who's doing what and where. All kinds of great shows going on down in London right now with all kinds of different great bands. Double Experience and Kill Matilda are doing a bit of a tour. A bunch of their shows are together. If you're in the London area, I hear they are still looking for a band to play with Double Experience and Kill Matilda. That's like less than 2 weeks away. So if you are, contact the APK and I'll let them know you're interested in playing there. So I have one more track for you tonight. This is a track that I heard, again, over on the last episode of the Bugcast, and Dave forwarded me the information to contact the artist. It is TC Folk Punk. The song is Overheard Somebody Telling Me, and TC was thrilled to get an email from me and let me play his music on the show as well. So if you do like this next track, you should definitely wander over to his site and let him know that you did hear him played over here by me, or that you heard him over on the Bugcast if you heard him there first. It's always great to let musicians know that you've heard them on a particular podcast, and makes the little effort of them sending stuff out to us all that more worth the while, because they are possibly getting new fans and new listeners and free publicity. So Yeah, send me some tracks. Send me links to some musicians. Let me know about your favorite independent or Creative Commons licensed artist. There are so many out there, but Jamendo does not make it easy on you to search because they do not give you a search by country or search by region, just genres and by artist name. So anyways, we'll get to this last chunk of music. I think the show is going to run a little bit short of the hour tonight, but hopefully you've enjoyed it and you'll tune back in again next week for show 50. I think show 50, I'm going to do a little review of the past 2.5 years, past 49 shows, play some of my favorite tracks, and definitely enjoy myself doing it. So have a great one. Enjoy this last track, and links for TC will obviously be in the show notes. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you around.
I overheard somebody telling me that 45 is not the final answer. And he should know he's made a spectacle of himself in his role as mystery dancer. I give my glasses a raise to all his clever turns of phrase.
Is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.
This podcast is a member of the Association of Music Podcasting.